When you get to be my age, I'm closer to 100 than to birth now, then you can remember back in the day when teachers were respected. In fact, I remember my stepfather, no matter what the teacher said, he would go with what the teacher said. Even in this day and age, you can instill high standards back in a moment.
Strike up the band so you can give your kids a helping hand. From interviews to teaching tips, you'll add this to your bag of tricks. There's no smarter way to spend your time, so keep it right here with James Devine. The Music Ed Podcast, where you get quick and easy tips on how to be a better band teacher.
I've been in this field for 20 years now, and I find myself facing more and more resistance from parents. It seems like there's too much emphasis on feelings these days, and too many people's feelings get hurt. So sometimes it can be hard to instill high standards. The easy thing to do is often to just back off, but that's not necessarily the right thing to do, and you didn't get into this field to do the easy thing. You got into this field because you're going to do the right thing and hold students to high standards. I remember a couple of years back in my marching band, we were really pushing the physical standard because we kept getting responses from judges saying, you know, you came out with lots of energy, but you didn't finish with any energy. And so a lot of them had suggested doing some type of physical program. So we instituted one. And so many of the students who were my upperclassmen, they said, this is stupid. Nobody's going to stay in marching band. And if I had listened to them, we would have backed off on the standards. But I didn't listen to them. And there were a couple of people who did drop marching band. But most of the students understood what we were doing, and they bought into what we were trying to do. I remember my first teaching job. I taught 4th through 12th grade band. And I was the same person for the 4th grade, 5th grade, 6th grade. Oftentimes, when the students got to 6th grade, their third year with me, they would kind of get upset at me and they'd say, Mr. Devine, you've changed. And I would always answer them, no, you're the one who's changed. And they would tell me, everyone's quitting band because they don't like you anymore. Well, everyone meant them and their friend. So occasionally I had some students who quit because they didn't want to face the higher standards of what middle school band meant versus what it was for them in elementary school. Here's some things that you can do to instill high standards in your group. Watch and listen to some great bands. Oftentimes just seeing what some other bands can do will inspire students to do well. Have them do like a written exercise in this, and you can use this to incorporate the standards that we're facing so often more, where we need to include reading and writing in our curriculum. Well, most people are afraid of that, but you need to embrace that and think about how to do that creatively. So this is one of those areas you can do that. As you watch and listen to great bands, have them list the things that the bands do well. Then have them analyze and compare their playing to what they're seeing. For the last 8 years or so, I've had a wall chart in my band room of the large group rubric, and I have that laminated so I can write on it with a dry erase, and it's also enlarged to be really big. It's like 2.5 feet by 2.5 feet. We often listen back to our own performances, or maybe even a group that we admire, and then we rate them. I found that it's given the students a much better ear, and they've become much more critical of their own playing in a good way, critical to look for things to improve. One of the things you want to do also is to inspire them to be great by focusing on the good things instead of the bad. So when they do something great, focus on that, encourage them in that, and say, hey, we've really improved in this. Now we need to do more of this. It really takes 3 to 5 years to change the culture of where you're at. Something I've discovered too is that the students need to want it. I faced this with my marching band for many years. They were resistant to improving. at least when that improvement and desire for improvement came from me and from the marching band leaders, they had to want it. And once I saw that change in culture and attitude, then I started seeing huge improvement in what the marching band was doing. Remember that success breeds success, but it doesn't happen overnight. The first year that I was at my current position, I brought my band to a regionals competition. They hadn't been to one in many years, probably a decade or more. They got a 4. I had prepared them for this because I knew they wouldn't do well. In fact, it was kind of weird. We got on stage and everything we had rehearsed with dynamics and changes in tempo, none of that happened that day. I told them afterwards, I said, I could have just started you and then left the stage and you would have performed the same. They kind of had a deer in the headlights look. But they understood where they were coming from and where the program was at that point. And we went back the next year. We got a 3, and we got a 3 for a couple of years. And then finally we started earning 2s regularly. You know, be involved also in your feeder hiring if you can. I know sometimes it can be really hard to be involved, and sometimes the principals at those schools aren't eager to do that, but that's some way that you can help to instill the higher standards from the bottom, because it really starts from the bottom. In my 13 years in my current position, I started off with 2 bands that were not very good. The top band was not as good as my bottom band this year in my 13th year. But finally, after 13 years, I had 3 bands of distinct abilities between the 3 groups. But it all started with that bottom group really building that. And not everybody came along. About 80% of the students came along and 20% were very resistant, and they remained in the bottom band or ended up dropping band oftentimes. I hope that these tips for instilling higher standards have been helpful.
The Music and Podcast, where you get quick and easy tips for how to be a better band teacher.